Welcome to the Art of Reality Creation 2.0. This is class number 3, and as always, we are here. It's Brandon and Christine and
Justin.
Justin, hi. I was waiting. I didn't know if you were trying.
And Justin, we do it the same every week.
Well, I thought you announced them all, and then I just...
Nope, you always say hi after I say Christine.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I'm a little out of it, guys, today, so...
That's all right. We may be able to get through everything today because we haven't gotten a ton of questions about the material so far and things we haven't covered, so I think we may be able to cover the remaining material today, possibly. I know what material I want to cover, so we will just see how that works. So just a reminder, the first class we covered inertia versus dynamism. And that's one of the most important concepts, I'd say, in all of this, how to use inertia, when to use dynamism. And then last class, we discussed how to choose your goals, what kind of goals there are, how to know what kind of goal you have, you know, whether it's a current level, next level, ultimate level goal, how to know what kind of goal you have, and then how to approach it. We gave some general tips for approaching each type of goal. And today we'll get a bit more specific with all of that. I mean, really, a lot of it's very similar, but we'll give a bit more advice about that kind of thing. So that's what happened in the last class. So today will be about the creation process in general. This applies mainly, you know, current level goals don't really play a part in this because a current level goal...
You don't have to do much.
You think about and it happens. Like, I've been thinking... I was just commenting to Christine about this the other day. I was like... You know, last week I had a random thought like, oh, it would be nice to get another sign up for co-creation coaching. And then like literally maybe a day later, if that, I got a sign up. And then a few days later I was like, you know, it'd be cool to get another sign up. And it was just a random thought. And then I get another sign up. So like that's a current level goal. If it's not that easy, it's really not a current level goal. So you really don't have to do any of this stuff for a current level goal. For an ultimate level goal, you're really going to break it up into multiple next level goals. Mm-hmm. So really what we're dealing with is next level goals, because either it's so simple you don't have to do any of this anyway, or it's so far above you that you're going to have to break it down anyway because you can't really do it all in one jump. So this is really the art of knowing how to get to the next level, okay? Because if you can get to the next level, then you can get to the next level above that, and then you can get to the next level above that, and so on and so on, and you can get to your goal, no matter where it is. If it's on this level, then cool, you don't have to do any of this stuff. Just skip it all. You know?
Yeah.
But if it's a really big goal, you break it down, and you chunk it up and do each one individually. So it's really all dealing with next level goals. It's really our building block. The building blocks we have here. And so I think that's useful to break it down in that way. So that's what we're going to be discussing, is basically how do you get to the next level? How do you generate, we'll talk about subconscious structures momentarily, but you probably already know about those. How do you generate the subconscious structures to get to your next goal, whatever that is? So I want you to have in mind a next level goal. If your goal is ultimate level, just break it down. Choose something that's next level. Okay, that's what I want you to do for this class. And apply these techniques as we discuss them and you know, see how you might do these things that we're going to be talking about. We talk about inertia, right? Inertia is just the way that things are going. The current level. What's here right now, all right? That's great. That's fine. But if you have a next level goal, obviously you want to break that inertia. You want to apply some dynamism, right? So the whole process, I kind of divide into two sections, I guess. Generally, these are the creative process in general, you know, the time when you're actually sitting down and doing a technique or doing a ritual or journaling or visualizing or affirming or whatever it is you're doing. That is the creative process. The rest of it, I call the debugging process. You remember this from the first class, or the first, you know, Art of Reality Creation?
Absolutely.
Debugging is just the rest of the time you're dealing with stuff that comes up to the surface. It may be immediately after the technique. It may be in the middle of the day when you're just, you know, in your commute or something, and you get hit by these negative thoughts. And like, where did that come from? Well, it came from the work you did earlier or last night or whatever for your goal. That's where it came from. So then you have debugging. But that's basically the two parts of the process. And, you know, you don't want, here's the big thing, you don't want the creative part of the process to be overextended. Mm. Because it's supposed to be a process you do, you let go of, and you go about your day. And we have these people who have been commenting who try to do it all day long, who try to keep the feeling in their minds all day and try to always be thinking the right way and always be visualizing and always whatever and be pretending they're at their goal. The creative process lasts maybe 5, maybe 10 minutes. I will tell you, I never do 10 minutes. Generally, like 5 minutes. Creative process, it's not really long. I think a lot of you are sort of overestimating the whole thing. It doesn't take that much power.
Go as long as you feel you really need to go, and then absolutely drop it, because you got to let the energy go out and do its work. So if you got to let it go out and do its work. If you don't let it go out and do it, I'm not saying this is the easiest thing in the world, because it's not. But if you don't let it go out and do its work, it's not going to come back to you.
Your goal is something that is growing apart from you. It's not in you per se. It's not just in your mind. It's actually a real energetic construct that is growing, probably, let's just say, in the astral.
It's in the astral plane, yeah.
And it's growing, and every time you work on it, it's growing a bit more. But if you keep hanging on to that energy, you can't let it go to go do its thing. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm sorry, this is the most random analogy in the
whole
world.
And you yell at me about being random.
The whole world. But, you know, so sorry about this one. It just popped in my head. Do you know those, like, people who would, like, write a message in a bottle?
Yeah.
And put throw it out to sea or whatever?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's like doing that and not letting go of it and just holding on to it. Oh, I wonder if anyone found it. Well, no, because you haven't let go of it yet.
Well, did you already throw it or not?
No, you haven't thrown it yet.
Oh.
Right, you're holding on to it.
And by all means, you know, when you get the feeling to do something, like if you are, you know, I'm writing a book, so when I get the feeling to write, you write. But then afterwards, you let it go. You can't hold on to it. It's just not going to come to you.
Exactly. So the creative process has to be a very short-term thing. What I mean by that is you do it for a few minutes, build up the energy, release the energy, and then you let it go.
You know what it reminds me of? That might be a more practical analogy.
Yes, thank you.
Well, we'll see how my analogies are. If you write, like, maybe if you're about to send a bill in or send in paperwork or something.
Right.
In the mail. I wonder what they're going to think. I wonder what they're... Or an email.
Right, yeah.
And you haven't sent it.
Yeah.
And you're like, I wonder what they're going to say. I'm afraid to send it.
That is a better analogy.
Ha, 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 ha. And you yell at me.
It just popped in my head, and I'm like, doomed to repeat anything that pops in my head during a class.
No more yelling at me about it, then.
It kind of made sense.
Sort of.
So, you only want to do it for a few minutes, because you build up that energy, which is great, and then you got to let go of the energy. Right? If you don't do that, it's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to go do its thing and build your goal up. So you have to let go of the energy. That has to be part of the whole process. Otherwise, it's just going to stagnate and not do anything. And you'll feel that, because I know I've done this before, where you hold on to it, and just nothing happens.
I'm good at it, too.
Like, oh, I'm feeling it all day long. Well, yeah, that's the problem. You don't have to be in this state all day long. You just have to do it for a few minutes and then let it go. The rest of your day, you know, it doesn't really matter much. I remember, like, when I would read Richard Dodds. I really like Richard Dodds, you know that. But when I would read his books, a lot of time he would say, like, oh, you got to feel good all day. And otherwise, it's just, you know, because your manifestation is 24/7 or whatever. And so I would try to feel good all day. It really didn't make any difference. And honestly, now, like, when I get manifestations really super quickly anymore, I'm not, like, and I've said this before, I don't mean to be that dead horse, but I'm not, like, super joyful all day or anything. I'm just a normal person. I'm really not in any super high emotional state or anything like that. I'm just normal. You know, I just feel sort of what everyone feels all day. I mean, sometimes I even have pretty low-grade anxiety. I mean, you know, I...
Do you ever?
I don't feel phenomenal. Let's just say that. I don't feel terrible, but I don't feel, like, phenomenal or anything. And I get a lot of manifestations. It's not down to emotions. It's just doing the process, you know, when you do it, hopefully once a day, preferably maybe twice if you want to, but don't keep hanging on to it. You do it, you let it go, and that's about it. So that is a big thing that people get into sometimes, is obsessing.
It's like someone always wanted to ride on training wheels on a bike.
Right, exactly.
And that's me, because I can't balance.
I know, me too.
Great balance.
Jealous.
Oh, lucky you can teach us.
You have to let go of it. That's just one big part of the process. So let's talk about the creative process first, and then we'll talk about the debugging process, the part of the whole thing. So you all know about structural tension at this point, but I will describe it just in case you don't. I mean, but I would go back and read my old posts on it, you know, because I don't want to cover everything. We wouldn't have the time to do all that. Basically, what I want to introduce is, I've described before, I used to use the term vibrational essence, vibrational signature. Take your pick. It doesn't really matter. Let's just say vibrational signature. It's more sciencey sounding to me. But anyway, so you have the vibrational signature of your goal. Now, don't overanalyze this. I had someone saying, like, well, what if you're a little bit off? And what? Don't overanalyze this. It's just generally the way you would feel if you had the goal right now, or if you had just gotten the goal. Okay? Doesn't have to be ecstatic, just the way you would feel if you got the goal. That's a vibrational signature. You don't have to get it right on, because you're going to be homing in on it throughout this whole process. So don't worry about getting it right on, but just ask yourself, how would I feel if I had this goal? And the reason I want to bring this up first is because you can imagine this vibrational signature as a seed. Okay? In programming, we have this term called a seed. You seed, like, a random number generator or something.
Oh, I didn't know this.
And what basically it means, because computers are not good at random numbers, you seed it, or it could mean, like, you seed a database, like you give it default data or something. You seed a random number generator because otherwise it'll just give predictable results. So you seed it with, maybe the current time or something, and then it gives different random numbers. That is sort of how this is. You're seeding the goal, okay? And you can think of it as a regular seed, too. It's sort of the same difference. But basically, this is a seed. Because what happens is, energetically speaking, you take this vibrational signature, this seed, and you go down deep with it. You go down into your subconscious with it. And anytime you hold a thought or a feeling or anything like that, your subconscious, your energetic field, which is synonymous, will attempt to synchronize with that thought.
Hmm.
Okay, so if I think I want, you know, $50,000 a year, that is a thought, that is a vibrational signature, that is a seed. If I hold that seriously, you know, choosing with my will and all that kind of stuff, if I hold it, my subconscious mind will try to sync up with that thought, right? Now, take a thought that you already believe. Take a thought like, I choose to make whatever you make right now. Let's say you make, I don't know, $30,000. I choose to make $30,000 a year. Feel how comfortable that thought is. I mean, ignore, like, oh, I really want to make more. Ignore that part of it, but just take, I choose to make $30,000 a year. Just take that part and feel how comfortable it is, because your subconscious mind can sync up with it. It says, oh, yeah, okay, that's how it is. Sure, whatever.
Someone's like wearing it, like a cloak or a coat or something.
Right. So, you know, it can sync up with that just fine. Now, if you say, I would like to make $35,000 or, you know, raise it up a little bit, it's like, little discomfort. But I can probably do that. Take $50,000 or something significantly higher than what you make, and it's going to start to feel kind of uncomfortable. So here's what happens. You take a thought, which is your seed, and you hold it, and your subconscious mind, your energy field, tries to sync up with it, tries to synchronize itself to it, okay? It tries to attune itself to that energy, because your subconscious mind does not like contradiction, all right? It doesn't like contradiction. So if you tell it something, it's going to try to agree with it. If it can't agree with it, you'll feel uncomfortable. So if I say, you know, if I make $30,000, for example, and I say, yeah, I'd like to make $30,000, it says, yeah, I can agree with that. Fine. Sure. Okay. I can fully agree with that. I'm on board with it. Whatever. Cool. If I say, I'd like to make $50,000, then the subconscious says, wait a minute. Okay. First of all, it says, well, we don't have that right now. Let's see if I can have it. Okay. So go searching. Can I have $50,000 a year? It runs into all the obstacles that are in the way of you having $50,000. Okay. I'm not talking about physical obstacles. That's nothing to your subconscious. That's like nothing. Okay. It can generate a pathway very easily, because if you were ready for $50,000 and just not having it yet, it would be a current level goal. You could have it just like that. And it would just sync up with it fine. It would create a pathway. But it looks for ways to get there, and it runs into an obstacle, which is a belief like, I can't make that much, or it's hard to make more money, or more money equals more work.
Because it's such a big jump from 30 to
50. Right, exactly. It tries to sync up with your goal, with your thought, and it can't do it. Now, that's an awesome thing. I know it's a pain in the butt, but it's really good.
Yeah, we'd be manifesting stuff that wasn't good for us.
Right. It's a protective thing, because you don't want every little thought manifested right away.
No, you don't. Trust me.
So you hold a thought. Your subconscious mind tries to sync up with it, because that thought's like a seed, and it tries to make that happen. And it either can, in which case it's a current level goal. So like when I thought last week, it'd be really cool if someone signed up. You know, because no one has for a little while, and someone did, that's a current level goal. So I thought that thought, and the subconscious mind says, yeah, I can get on board with that, and it did, and it happened, right? I had nothing to do with it. I just thought the thought. I didn't do anything. I didn't take any action. But if it can't get there because of some limiting belief, because of some subconscious program, then it will come back and say, wait a second, we can't do it because you told me to believe blank. And would you rather have this thought you're holding, or would you rather me keep believing blank? You know, money is too hard to make, or if you try to make more money, you got to work harder too, or whatever. You know, whatever belief it might be, it's in the way. And it might not tell you exactly, but you'll start to have random thoughts that are fearful. That's the start of the creative process. That's the structural tension. The moment you go in with yourself and you hold that seed, you hold that vibrational signature, you hold that goal, the moment you do that, you've generated tension. Because the subconscious knows you don't have it yet. And it also knows it can't get there yet. And when there's tension, it needs to resolve it. That's structural tension. It doesn't like tension. It tries to resolve it. It'll either tell you, you can't have it, drop the vision already. Let's get back to, you know, status quo, homeostasis, let's return back. Most people will do that, right? Oh yeah, it's just too hard, whatever. Most people will do that. The subconscious loves that because it really just wants the norm. It just wants homeostasis. It wants everything to be normal. So most people will do that. It's a very attractive option. Yeah, we can't do it. Why are you even trying? You know, just drop the whole thing. That's what normally people will do. But where creation comes in is when you say, no, 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 I want this goal. And I want it more than I want that belief. Now, I described this in my post I just posted recently, today actually, about are you leading life? Are you allowing life to lead you? Or is life leading you? But basically, you know, what happens is it's not – obviously, logically speaking, you're going to say, heck yeah, I want to have my goal more than I want that belief. But your subconscious mind doesn't care about what you really want. It cares about what you react to emotionally, right? So you got to understand this emotional key to the subconscious. Emotions are really how the subconscious speaks to you and how you speak to the subconscious. So if you have that goal, that feels good, great. But then it brings up that belief, and that's a stronger emotional reaction, and you're really, really reacting to that, like that fear. It says, oh, I got it. All right, this belief is still just as important as before, so never mind the goal. Okay? And the belief is strengthened. All right? So it brings up sort of the sequence of I guess, ultimatums, you could say, are either ors. Do you want this goal or do you want this belief? And based on what you react to emotionally, that's how the subconscious knows what your choice is. You can't just say, no, I want the goal. You can't, you know, the subconscious mind doesn't know language. But what it does know is emotion. So the way you tell your subconscious mind what you want is how you feel. Okay, and we'll discuss that more later on, how you do that. But you have to feel how you want to feel. You have to make the goal more important than that little fearful thought. And that's the way you start to change those subconscious structures. That's the way you start to grow the energy of that goal, because you keep choosing it over and over and over again. And through your emotions, you make it more important than those subconscious fears and beliefs and programs. Right? So it's just a process, basically, of choosing one over the other, choosing the goal over the belief, choosing the goal over the other belief, choosing the goal over the other belief. You know, it's just that process, but it's really hard because it's going to fight back because, again, your subconscious mind wants homeostasis. It wants the status quo. It's so important to realize. It doesn't care. I said this before. It doesn't care about you feeling good. It just cares about safety, normalcy. It just wants everything to be the way it is. Okay? New things are scary. New things are unknown. New things are unfamiliar. So it's like, what are you trying to do to us? Right? It doesn't want all that.
Once you program it, though, it's pretty simple.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Once you start to show it, no, this goal is more important, then it starts to be familiarized with it because you're feeling the goal. And then it says, okay, well, you reacted to this thought. It's not biased. You reacted to this thought more than the belief I was holding, so that belief must not be important anymore. So it drops it.
It's like a malleable computer.
Yeah, it is. It's a programmable, which all computers are programmable, but it's a programmable computer.
That's sentient.
It's, well, sort of, yeah.
Well, we are.
You're the one that's controlling it.
Right.
So that is the process of creation. It's very simple, but yet very difficult, because those beliefs, everyone knows who's been through this process, those beliefs
nip you in the, they really get you.
Yeah, they're really convincing, really persuasive, right? So it's hard. It's really hard, but that's the process. So as you choose the belief over and over and over and over again, then, you know, the subconscious mind gets the point. It starts to drop the other beliefs that are getting in the way, and it starts to generate a pathway to the goal. Okay? That's the important part. But look, your job is to decide on the goal and then to feel the end point, to feel the end of the journey. Does that make sense? So you're deciding on the goal in the beginning, and you're feeling what you'll feel in the end when you have it. The other stuff in the middle is all subconscious. You don't do any of that. Yes, you might be inspired to act. That's great. But it's not, you don't seek those out. That's almost mini goals in themselves, because you'll know exactly what to do. And each of those will bring you closer to your goal in a very real, definable way. So you don't seek those out. You just let your subconscious motivate you to the right actions. But you set the vision, You start the path. You feel the end of the path, what the goal will feel like when you have it. The way there, that's the subconscious mind's job. You can't do that. That's not your job. You don't know the best way there, you know? So if you say, I want $50,000, and you say, I don't know how I'm going to do it, I can't see a way, well, that doesn't matter. You decide what you want. That's all that matters. In my post today, I had you ask the question, what is it I want? That's what you ask. What is it I want? That's what matters. That's the start, the beginning and the end of it. And once you decide that and you feel it and you choose it and you really believe it, the subconscious mind will move mountains to get you there. It will.
You start with the end in mind and you allow your subconscious to get you there.
Right. It's sort of like, again, you're at the beginning where you are now and you want to acknowledge that. You're also at the end within yourself. You got to hold the end in mind. The stuff in the middle, that's where the magic happens, because the subconscious mind will generate the pathway. And it's always been amazing to me. I've seen it happen over and over and over and over again. And I can rarely predict what it's going to do. Very rarely. Sometimes it's pretty obvious, but I can rarely predict what it's going to do. But it will generate that pathway.
Yeah, don't, when you start acting, don't worry about whether the actions are right or not. Just
right, yeah.
Act. And if you get stopped, or if it doesn't seem to work out right away, don't worry about it. Just stop, right. Reset, reload, and yep. Then sometimes you just have to repeat the same actions, you know, because you got to, you know, you had to move stuff out of the way. And sometimes you're going to repeat different, you're going to do different, totally different actions. So don't worry about whether the actions, oh man, did I just do it? Was inspired? If you have to ask that question, you did not do what you were inspired. That was not inspiration.
Exactly. Right.
You know, you might go the wrong way, but that was okay, because then you know, okay, that's why it's blocked. That's okay. That means I checked early so that I didn't have to worry about, did I miss something later? Don't even worry about it. Just follow the energy line.
Right. It'll tell you exactly what to do. It'll bring up opportunities. The thing to understand is that the subconscious mind will generate the path of least resistance. So, for example, if you want to start making more money, it could, I mean, theoretically speaking, you could get a large check in the mail because someone just randomly got the motivation to send you a check. Yeah, that could probably happen. Generally, it's not going to, because how many of us really believe that could happen? I mean, come on. It's going to choose the path of least resistance. It doesn't mean it's a bad path. It just means it's a path of least resistance. So I always give the example, when I first started co-creation coaching, when I would start to try to get more money when using the law of attraction. And at first I was really self-conscious because most of it came through Christine, almost all of it. And I was like, what am I doing wrong? I want to have some of it too. You know, like manifesting, it's all coming through her. That was the path of least resistance. I just wasn't open. That door wasn't open to allow it to come in different ways. And then once the door was open, then it did come. And then, you know, with the SSI thing, like the door was open. I didn't know I'd get a job. That was like the last thing on my mind, but it just sort of happened. Right? That was somehow the path of least resistance. I must have really reduced that resistance. I used to have a lot of resistance to it. But it'll find the easiest, best path. It's not always the path you'd prefer, because that path might not be open to you because of resistance and whatnot.
Any number of reasons.
Right. So, you know, when you ask for more money, or when you choose to have more money, it could come through a promotion. It could come through an inheritance. It could come through a lottery win. It could come through any number of means. But your subconscious mind will find the easiest, fastest way of getting there. That's not really your concern. It will generate that path. Okay, and it's always going to be the path of least resistance, because that's going to, you know, just like a river flowing. When new river is forming, it's going to flow down, you know, down the slope in the path of least resistance, and it's going to carve out that surface, that, you know, the riverbed. It's going to go in the way that is least resistant to it. Mm-hmm. Energy is going to always flow in the path of this resistance. Just like, you know, when there's a lightning strike and they say not to touch metal or not to, you know, stand under a large tree or something, because that's the path of least resistance for lightning is to tall objects.
So do not fly a kite in a storm.
You know.
And then they make canes out of aluminum.
I know. It's always, energy is always going to follow the path of least resistance. Okay. So that is, you know, you start it, you hold the end of it, the middle is going to just get done. I promise. I guarantee it. You don't have to do that part. You can't do that part. It's not your job to do that part.
Our minds aren't big enough to understand.
See, our job is so simple. You decide what you want. That's the beginning. You feel what you want. That's the end. You choose it to kind of confirm that, you know, to set your will in motion. The subconscious and the universe, whatever you want to call the thing, does all the rest. It's just really simple. We overcomplicate it. That's the creative process. So, practically speaking, creative process, you know, you sit down for 5 minutes, you visualize, you affirm, I don't really care what you do. Whatever you have to do to feel the energy or feel the feeling of having the goal at the end. Visualize, affirm, journal. Journaling is a great method. Whatever you want to do, I don't really care. You do it. Or a ritual, whatever. You do it, and that's going to get you the feeling. You hold it for a few minutes, and any resistance that comes up, you let it go, and that's it. Okay? You know, you want to purify that feeling. So here's really what I want to talk about. One of the big things I want to mention today. When you start feeling the end point of your goal, it's not going to be 100% pure. What I mean by that is it's going to be mixed with resistance. That's okay. Don't force it. It's maybe not going to be the strongest in the beginning, or it's going to be mixed with fear. It's going to be mixed with whatever. Here's what you do. This is where mindfulness comes in. And we'll also talk about the reality control room later on. But what you do, basically, is you find that seed. Find that seed. You know, it's like finding signal in static, right? Find that seed. Hold on to it, that feeling. No matter how little it is, no matter how mixed with other emotions it is, find and focus on that vibrational signature. And not in a, like, strong way. You don't have to like, you know, force things or anything. Just focus on it. Let that be in your focus. And all the other stuff, which is resistance, all the other stuff, you just don't react to. Every time the subconscious says, yeah, but what about this? You say, I'm sitting here with my goal. I'm sitting here with the seed of my goal. What about this? Yeah, I'm still sitting here with this feeling. So no matter how small that feeling is at first, I mean, and the bigger the goal, the smaller, the less you'll be able to access that feeling. And that's why, like, when it's really big, you can't get it at all, right? But this, you know, you focus on that feeling, on the vibrational signature, on the seed of the goal. You just sit with that. Everything else is just noise. You just let it go. You don't jump from that feeling over to this other thought of fear or whatever. You don't do that. You just sit here with the feeling. And what happens is, because you're focusing on the feeling, everything else is going to die away. Eventually, all that will be left is just 100% of the feeling. You might start with 10%. But as you focus on it, and the subconscious mind hits you with fear after fear after fear, and you don't waver. Sure, you might for a second. That's okay. You just come back to the feeling. Okay? And you focus on the feeling, and the other stuff, because you're not feeding it focus or emotion, just falls away. So this is the most important thing that I want to discuss, because a lot of times when I say about mindfulness, I'm talking about like watching the negative feelings. I don't want you to give any focus whatsoever to the negative feelings or the negative thoughts. If they're really powerful, sometimes you have to pause a second and say, hey, what's up? You know, okay, I see you, whatever. But all I want you to do is focus on that vibrational signature. The rest will just take care of itself. If you're focusing in any way, if you're even looking at those negative thoughts, in some way, you're validating them. I'm not saying to be afraid of them. I'm just, this isn't from my experience. This is directly from my experience. That when I would, you know, because what I used to do is I used to take the goal, feel a feeling, then a resistant thought would come up. I would drop the goal, let the thought flow through, go back to the goal, more resistance would come up. The resistance would never stop because I would keep dropping the goal and going back to the resistance. Right? I mean, I hope I'm explaining this well. I know it's a little bit complicated, but basically what you're doing is you're holding on to the goal, the feeling of the goal. This is just in your 5-minute meditation or whatever, or visualization or whatnot. You're holding on to that feeling, even if it's 10%, even if it's 5%, and focusing on that, keeping that in your sights. Everything else, just noise. And the better you can do that, the faster that feeling will grow until it's 100% of your consciousness. That's your goal. Your ideal goal with any creative session, you know, creation, let's say creation session, is to have that feeling get to 100%. That doesn't mean you're done. It just means for now your subconscious is done bringing up stuff. That's your goal in any creation session. But it might not always get there. That's okay. As long as it's growing, that's the good news. So let's say I want $50,000 and I say, oh yeah, I feel that. Let's say it's 15%. I feel $50,000. Now I start getting fears like, how am I going to get there? I have no way to get there. I don't want to work more hours, you know, whatever. I just keep focusing on $50,000. What would that feel like? What would it feel like if I had that? I don't push away the thoughts. They're just irrelevant to me. I don't even look at them. I just keep focusing on this $50,000 and go deeper into that feeling until it's, you know, 70, 80, 90% of my awareness, and then 100%, hopefully. Okay? And then I drop it and go back to the zero state. Right? That is the creation process in a nutshell. And we'll describe it. It's sort of getting into reality control room, but not entirely yet. So we'll get into that in a little bit. But that's the whole thing. Okay? And I hope I explained that well, but it's very iffy because when I would say, yeah, just witness the thoughts, just let them go by, people would drop the goal, focus on the negative thought, you know, try not to react to it, whatever, but it just wouldn't really do it. Right? And this is, I did a lot of experimentation with this, where I would do both ways, and the way of just holding on to the goal and just letting the negative stuff be irrelevant as best as you can was the fastest way of manifesting that I found.
Just letting it flow around you like, I always thought about it like just letting it flow around you like the sea or something, like water.
Sure.
And just sort of a rock, and you're the rock is you, and you're focusing on the thought.
That's the creation process. Now, you know, the debugging process, I'll cover quickly. It's really just more of the same. What you're going to have is throughout the day, you don't try to feel immensely good or anything. Don't do that. Just try not to feel miserable, really. Yeah. If negative thoughts come up, do the same sort of thing where they're just irrelevant. You hold on to the feeling you want to, you know, not the goal feeling necessarily. I just want to be happy right now. You know, If you get hit with intense resistance, enter the zero state, let the thoughts flow over you, let them go, enter back into the zero state. That's it. Okay? Because the subconscious mind will bring up more stuff later, probably. Debugging process is really just more of the same of how you're letting those negative thoughts go.
You're saying don't necessarily focus on the goal. You want to focus on just having a higher vibration, being happy.
Right. Yeah, just a good feeling, a peaceful feeling.
See, there's your happy feeling, folks. Right there. That was it.
Right. Just a nice, peaceful. It doesn't have to be joy. It doesn't have to be ecstasy.
Just have a good day, right?
Just, you know, I just want to be peaceful right now. I just want to be content right now. And these thoughts are kind of trying to take that from me. So I'm just going to focus on peace. Let the rest go.
That's easier said than done, but it can be done.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, but you can do it.
And sometimes you got to lock down completely and do a full like meditation and breathe and just let it flow over you and whatnot. But, you know, whatever you have to do, you have to do.
I've found sometimes in public you have to, you know, especially when you're at work, you can't always do that. See, you got to,
right.
You actually have to lock down the fort and just let the thoughts batter at you for a little bit. And then when you get to a spot. Like I've gone outside or gone someplace and just done that. But you know, sometimes you just have to, you know, push them back until you can clear some space. Mm-hmm. And then you go to a spot and do all of that. So don't be afraid to do it.
As long as you get there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's debugging because basically, okay, I mean, the whole thing is really debugging because you're always homing in on that vibrational signature, trying to get it to 100%, especially in the creation sessions. But in the debugging process, when you're throughout the rest of your day, when negative thoughts come up, just don't engage. Don't engage them. You can't fight them. That just makes them stronger. Okay? Just let them be. Just let them do their thing. And, you know, mindfulness is really the name of the game here. Mindfulness is such a useful, versatile tool that, you know, way underestimated, I think. Way undervalued. So be mindful of the thoughts. Just hold on to your zero state, your peaceful state, and that's it. Okay, so that's, as you do that, the subconscious mind will start to get the hint, like, oh wait, I've hit him with all I have, you know, with all these beliefs that I thought were important, but you're not reacting, so I guess, you know, I guess they're not so important. So they get weaker and weaker and weaker. So that's really how it all works. Now, you know, what you're doing basically is, as you focus on the goal again and again and again, and you get to 100% or at least close to in your creation sessions, you're building that a neural pathway to your goal. You know, I talked about this in the support call number 36 a little bit, but you're building, I think it was number 36, you're building a pathway to your goal, right? And a neural pathway in your brain. You're teaching yourself how to feel the goal, how to think about the goal. And once that's done, then that will be reflected on the outside. The subconscious mind will create a pathway, like I just described earlier. But every time you do that, you're making that path a little bit stronger, that neural pathway, a little bit stronger, a little bit stronger, a little bit stronger. And the subconscious mind starts to get used to the idea. So, okay, maybe that's not so bad. So Your creation sessions are doing sort of two things. Number one, they are, you know, getting rid of that resistance that the subconscious mind is holding. Number two, they are creating a neural pathway to the goal, to, you know, teaching yourself how to think $50,000, because you have to think $50,000 before you can live or have $50,000. Just taking that example, whatever your goal is. You have to think it and feel it before you can have it. All right, so just keep that in mind. So you have to build that neural pathway before you can actually have it on the outside. So that's what your creation sessions are doing. The debugging is really just as the resistance comes up, you know, you just let it go. It's just doing more of that same with the first point. It's just letting the subconscious know these beliefs aren't important anymore. Okay, and I get to choose how I feel. So don't let this take over your life. It's just a few minutes a day. And then if negative thoughts come up throughout the day, great. Just drop them. That's, you know, good. Because, you know, people get frustrated with resistance, but resistance is what's blocking you from your goals. So it's actually good when it comes up because it means that you're getting there. It means that you're on the right path. Because if you weren't on the right path, that resistance wouldn't have come up. So it means that you're getting there, you're getting somewhere. When you let it go, oh, it's such a great feeling. When you let it go, then it's like, okay, I'm that much closer. Right? So resistance is actually a good thing. It's not bad. It doesn't mean you failed. It doesn't mean anything. It's a good thing. It's necessary so that you can, you know, struggle against that, have that tension, let it go, and be that much closer to your goal. Now, I'm going to talk about
the reality control room.
Yeah, how do you know?
I can read your mind.
Yeah. So the reality control room, I really described it a little bit before when I was describing the creation process, right? Okay, so that's that. But what this is really, a form of that. It's really a way of focusing in on your goal and letting go of resistance at the same time. All right, and it's deceptively simple, but it's very powerful. It's really worked well for me.
Yay.
I introduced earlier the idea of the seed of the goal, and this is what you're going to need. So I introduced that idea of the seed, and I introduced the idea that when you hold a thought or a seed of energy, your subconscious mind tries to sync up with it. It tries to attune itself to it energetically. Those two ideas are the basis of the reality control room. So essentially what you're doing is you're holding that seed okay, and letting the subconscious mind make several attempts of syncing up with it. So as you hold that seed, it's going to try to sync up with that energy. And the first attempt is going to fail because it can't get there if it's a next level goal, right? So with each attempt, you teach it what to do by, guess, not reacting to it. Okay? So you say, try again. Well, not literally say it, but I mean, you could. But try again. So it tries again, and another thought comes up, you know, another attempt to sync up with the seed, and it's another failure. Okay, no, not reacting, not taking the bait, try again. But as you do it, your thoughts, eventually you're going to get a positive thought about your goal. So let me give you an example. I'll take this $50,000 example because I'm going to just run to the end with it. So let's say I'm feeling that vibrational signature, $50,000. Let's say I have 25% of it. And I really love that goal. It's awesome. That's my seed. Right? So I hold it. Now, as I hold it, the subconscious mind says something like, I don't want to get promoted though, because I don't want to do have the responsibilities of the manager or whatever. Okay, so that's a negative thought, and you say, nice try, not going with it. Okay, just gonna hold this seed, hold this thought, and not take the bait of the other one. So that gets weaker because you reject it. Now, what you could do is do a little bit of NLP if you want to step out of the negative thought, make it smaller in your mind if it's an image or whatever you want to do. You know, if the thought's an image in your mind, the negative thought, sort of, I imagine, just minimizing a window and kind of throwing it out into space. Okay? It's like, no, I don't want that thought. Okay, if it's an audible thought, just imagine it floating away and getting farther and farther away and softer. If it's a feeling, kind of imagine it dispersing and just not being important to you. Okay, so those are some NLP, simple NLP techniques. I discussed a lot more about NLP in the first Art of Reality Creation, but those are some basic ways of doing that, right? So you hold on to the thought, $50,000 a year. Great. And it says, nah, I don't know. I don't want to have those responsibilities, whatnot. You say, you don't argue with it. Do not argue with it. Okay? Because it won't work. You can't argue with it. Don't try to say, yeah, well, I'm sure there are other ways, or well, you know, it's not as bad as it seems. Or the subconscious mind doesn't care what you think about it. It really doesn't. It just is bringing up objections that are in alignment with your current subconscious structures. So what you do is you ignore it, or if you need to, do the NLP stuff, minimize it, throw it out to space. Okay? So then, you know, you're still holding on to the seed, and you're holding on to that for a few seconds. Another thought comes up. You know, well, it's too hard to make that amount of money. You know, I can't do it. Okay. Just do the same thing. Minimize that, throw it out to space, whatever. And, Christine's miming it.
Sorry.
That's all right. So, you know, ignore the thought or minimize it, throw it out, whatever you want to do. You could even have, you know, whatever you want to do with it. I mean, you can visualize whatever you want, you know, imagine crumpling up a little piece of paper and throwing it away. And, you know, that's whatever you want to do with it is fine. And the wind takes it away, whatever. Or you bury it. I don't care. Whatever you want to do. Then you keep holding the seed. And then a thought comes up. So it could be something simple like, that would be really cool to make that much. Okay, now, what you do is you say yes to that thought. Okay, and you make it bigger if it's an image. Make it bigger in your mind. Make it louder if it's an audio thing. Maximize the feeling. Imagine turning up the dial up to 10 or something. I mean, make that feeling stronger. Whatever it is, say yes to that thought. Make it bigger. Make it more bold. You know, just step into it. Yes, it would be really cool to make $50,000 a year. All right? Step into it. Okay, and then go back to the seed. Now, generally when you get the positive thought, the seed's going to grow. It's going to maybe be 35% or 40% or whatever. And maybe you get another negative thought. That's okay. You do the same thing, minimize it, throw it away, or just ignore it. But basically what you're doing is, in real time, you're training your subconscious mind how you want to think. When it gives you something you don't like, you say, no, I don't want that. Cut that out. right? Cut it. And it goes. And when it gives you something you want, you say, yes, I want that. You make it bigger and bolder. And you keep it, and you step into it, and you go deeper into it. Okay? You're teaching your subconscious mind through your emotions how to think, how to think about this goal. When you have those positive thoughts, really, really feel those emotions. Turn them up to 100%, 1,000%. Turn them up. You know, really feel those emotions. Okay? And then, and don't force it, don't try to do anything, but just turn them up. And then when you get a negative thought, which you will, just let it go off into space. That's the reality control room, and I call it that because this is like your editing space. This is where you edit your subconscious mind's thoughts about your goal. You say, okay, how do I feel about making $50,000 a year? Well, I have these negative thoughts. Okay, that's fine. I'm going to toss that away, right? But then I have this positive thought, oh, look, that's awesome. And I keep that, I step into it. So it's just, I kind of imagine it like, you know, you ever have like, you know, when people take a whole ton of photos and they go through them real fast. Yeah, keep that. Oh, no, I don't like that one. Yeah, keep that one. Keep that one. No, I don't like that one. You know what I mean? Like you're very fast paced, like very quickly deciding what you want to keep, what you want to toss away. You're just saying, yeah, I want this photo. Don't want that photo. Don't want that one. That's sort of how it reminds me. Like you have this slide of images coming by your mind, and you're deciding which ones you want to keep and which ones you don't. That's how the reality control room works. Essentially, you are taking the seed of your goal, the vibrational signature, the feeling of having it, focusing on it. Every time you focus on it, your subconscious mind tries to sync up with it, and it's going to bring up a thought. It could be a negative thought or a positive thought. It could be slightly negative, slightly positive, very negative, very positive. If it's a negative one, you just discard it. You just discard it.
Discard it or allow it to simply dissipate and do any number of things.
Right, exactly. Just let it go. Minimize it. Then go, you know, you're keeping the seed, and then it brings up another thought. And that one could be positive, and you say yes to it. And so as you do that, you know, it's very powerful in a very short amount of time that feelings have been growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. And, you know, you're basically very quickly, very efficiently teaching your subconscious mind how to think about this goal. So that is what I've been using for manifesting. It's been very, very powerful and very effective when, you know, working towards any goal. Just, you really have to be choosy with your thoughts. If you don't like the thought, don't feel obligated to keep it. It's like one of those pictures. Just don't keep the picture. Just, you know, if you don't like it, delete it. You know, you ever go through your phone and just delete pictures you don't like, whatever. It's just like that. Just delete it. Delete that thought. Don't fight it. Don't resist it. Just delete it. Just let it go. And come back to your feeling. That's your seed. And why I say it's a seed is because it's generating thoughts, and some thoughts you'll like, some thoughts you won't. And the thoughts you like, you emphasize, and the thoughts you don't like, you just delete. You just let them go. And so as you do that, the subconscious structures are getting generated. They're forming into more of what you want very, very quickly. And I think this is why I've gotten really, really quick results lately, because this process really just on a very raw, low level interacts with the subconscious mind. It just tells it, it speaks the language of the subconscious and tells it how exactly it should be thinking. So that is how this basically works. I mean, do you think that makes sense how I'm explaining it? I mean, I know it's sort of, it's a little bit of NLP, but.
Yeah. No, that works really well. Like, it makes sense to me. That's actually kind of how I use my process, but I mean, maybe not exactly like that, but that,
right.
That to me, I always tried to keep as much focus as I could on the goal. Now I didn't quite interact as much with the negative parts of the energy per se, but I, right. You know, so I will definitely focus on more of the, I use it just straight mindfulness, but I kind of like also tossing the thoughts away.
Yeah. Just that, you know, just sort of like no.
But, so, you know, yeah, really being choosy about the negative thoughts.
Yes.
in positive thoughts. I actually am going to try the folk actually parsing the thoughts out rather than letting them flow and just go into the energy.
Yep.
And having the positives going and the negatives, just parse them out. I'm going to actually choose the positives more.
Exactly.
I like that.
It's just being very picky about your thoughts. And as you do that, you know, you'll tell your subconscious mind how to, you're training it. You're programming it. It's just, it's like, it's literally like opening up, you know, a shell and programming, you know?
Yeah, you know, that's really neat that you actually choose the thoughts. I'm going to be more choosy about it, like a programmer.
Yeah, choose them. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you it's like a programmer, delete a line of code that you don't like or fix it or, you know, add a new one, whatever. And so it's the reality control room because you are controlling your reality through this very directly by manipulating how your subconscious mind structures it, how it thinks about it. And then that will show up on the outside. And that is really, I mean, I know, you know, this is, like, in the first course, we went through a ton of detail, and I feel like, I mean, that's great. If you want all the detail, go back to that course if you want it. But it's sort of superfluous, too, because this is, I'm just trying to simplify it here. Really, all you need is this. The creation process, the creative process, that few minutes a day when you are focusing on your goal is just the process of being really choosy about your thoughts. Going down and holding that seed, that vibrational signature, letting the subconscious mind try to sync up with it, letting it fail, letting it go of that negative thought that it comes up with, deleting it, whatever, throwing it away. And then, you know, you still hold the seed, so it tries again, it tries again, and tries again. And then you get a thought you like, and you say, yes, yes. That's how I... With the SSI thing, that's how I did that, I think, because I could not imagine it at first. Mm-hmm. So I held the seed as much as I could. I maybe got 2%. And I just held what I had. And I got a whole bunch of negative thoughts. Like, how am I going to do that? The business can't grow that much because I didn't know anything about a job yet. Business can't grow that much that quickly. You know, what am I going to do? I can't do it. And that deleted all those. And then a thought came up. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be freeing to be off of SSI? And I said yes to that thought. And then it got a bit bigger. And that really kicked off the momentum. So it's very, very powerful. You're just really being picky about your thoughts and saying yes to the ones that support what you want and saying no. And when I say no, I'm not saying fight it. I'm just saying say no to it by don't give it focus. Just delete it. Just throw it out there. And saying no to the ones you don't want, you don't like. And saying yes to the ones you do like. And that's the creative process, and that seed grows, you know, hopefully within a session, you know, it gets to 100%. If it doesn't, that's okay. As long as it grows, as long as you get more of it by the end, that's great. That means you've made progress. And then throughout the day, if stuff comes up, you just sort of say, okay, I see your thoughts, but I'm not going to take the bait. I'm not going to take it. Just, you're still, you can do this anytime. This just the, you know, creative process is a deeper, more direct way, but if negative thoughts come out throughout the day, you can say no, I'm not doing that, and you can also minimize those or just throw those away or just be mindful of them, just let them go.
Become the sky, like you said. I like that one.
Become the sky, yeah.
Let it flow right through you and just be gone.
That's the debugging, but you know, doing it all kind of merges in together. But you just, it's a very simple process. I'm just trying to simplify all this because you don't need a lot of complex stuff. If you want to do ritual. If you want to do, you know, visualization, do visualization. If you want to journal, then journal. This is magic. Okay. You are at the start. You're holding the end of the path by feeling, by emotion. And the rest will fill in with the subconscious mind. So that is really how all this works. And I think, you know, I mean, people will say, what about resistance? What about, just, again, I'm not saying this is easy, just mindfulness or just, you know, just allowing those thoughts, just minimizing those thoughts, just manipulating them with NLP. That's all it is. It does take work. I know it's easier said than done. I get that. Just practice. This is the way to the fastest manifestations you could possibly have because you're directly interacting with, I guess you could say, I'm sorry, my job is kind of interfering with this, but the source code of your reality, right? You're directly interacting with it and changing it and, you know, making improvements to it. That's what you're doing. So simple, but it's also kind of difficult to until you get used to it. But I guarantee you, if you follow this process, you'll have very, very fast manifestations if you hold to it truly and don't take the bait of those negative thoughts.
The only thing I was be curious about, because we talked about ritual a little bit, if you build up all that power in a ritual, how often do you work with the energy on the small law of attraction scale?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, if you do a ritual, you know, do it once every few weeks, and then, I mean, see how it feels, really. I mean, if you want to do it every day of that week still, then fine. If you kind of just want to check up on it and just sort of check up on the energy a little bit. But if you want to wait a few days, that's okay too. Whatever you want to do is fine, but just let it, you know, feel out the energy is really the big thing. But it will make a huge amount of progress, you know, very quickly. But if you want to wait a few days and just kind of maybe 3 days later, 4 days later, check in with a visualization or something and see if it's any easier, whatever, you know, it's fine. So yeah, sure. So that's the process. Again, it's very simple. Don't overcomplicate this stuff. It's very simple. It just requires practice. I mean, you can go, and I remember what my instructor from the Hypnosis and Law of Attraction course told us. You can go and read a million different books, but it's not going to help you any more than just applying the stuff you have. Don't go and try to learn a whole bunch of different stuff or take different courses or just apply it. This is the stuff you need.
It's like you're trying to find what you want to hear.
Right, exactly.
Instead of...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like what fits right. Well, guess what, people? Yep. You're going to be uncomfortable, so just suck it up and do it.
Right. Just practice it. I'm not saying it's super easy, but this is the direct way.
No, it's painful. I mean, it can be painful.
Right. But this is...
But you don't want light and fluffy.
Right. This is it.
This is so just, straight up how to do it.
Right, exactly. Don't waste time. I mean, you know, if you want to out of curiosity, a lot of people just go from book to book to book to book to book. Or site to site or course to course to course.
And get confused.
Just apply the method. I promise it'll work. Ask questions if you have them. I mean, you have this lifetime access to this course. So ask questions anytime in the comments. Or email me if you want to, or whatever. I prefer it if it's public, but if it's really, you know, if it's a personal thing, then whatever. But, you know, you have access to this. So, you know, just use it. And if you have questions, ask. So I think that does actually complete the class. And, you know, I don't want to overcomplicate things.
Right.
You know, I had a lot of other ideas of things it could do, but this is just, it's very simple, right?
Yeah.
So this is it. So I hope that...
Simple is better.
Yeah,
Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that?
Kiss it.
You know, you can read all these other books and you get all these other techniques and then they get blended together. My thing is pick one style and work with it and see if it works for you. This is a great style. It's simple. But, you know, that's kind of why I stuck with Wayne Dyer for a while because that worked.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, you find something that works. So this actually is straight up how the energy works. Straight up what y'all just heard.
Yep. So I hope it makes sense to everyone. If you have questions, just let me know. Comment on the class. But otherwise, I hope that this helps everyone, and I hope you get to apply it. And I want to hear about your successes or struggles or whatever you have. But hopefully, you have a lot of successes. And
yes. Oh, you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will.
Definitely. If you apply it, you'll have the successes. It's just about applying it.
Mm-hmm. That's the hard part.
Right. So that's it. So thanks, everyone, for joining us. And hopefully, we'll see you in the comments. Bye, everyone.
Have a great one. Bye.
Bye.